the Ravens anthem, everybody give it up. Hard screams, don't stop. Whistle posse, pump it up. Hard screams, don't stop. Whistle posse, pump it up. Hard screams, don't stop. Whistle posse, pump it up. Hard screams, don't stop. Whistle posse, pump it up. Hard screams, don't stop. Whistle posse, pump it up. Hard screams, don't stop. Whistle posse, pump it up. Hard screams, don't stop. Whistle posse, pump it up. Hard screams, don't stop. Whistle posse, pump it up. Hard screams, whistle posse, hard screams, whistle posse. Ravens, get ready. Lift them up. Give it up.
Welcome to another exciting edition of DP Cough Radio. As always and truly, this is your host, DP Cough, and you are listening to DP Cough Radio being recorded on, it is Wednesday. It's Wednesday night, Wednesday, August 11th. It's 20, or I have no clue. But we're recording down. I'm recording in my basement, like usual. And I just want to say thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy the show this week. I wanted to start the show off by saying I'm really sorry about the problems with last week. We had some problems with, you saw episode 2.5, and then there hasn't been episodes and stuff with DP Cough Radio. Because we've been experiencing some computer problems and failures, and the program's not working correct, and then the hard drive on my computer malfunctioned. But I got everything fixed up. Someone came and fixed my computer because I basically was without internet for a day and it wasn't working good. If I posted anything that day, I'm not sure what day it was, I don't remember. It's from, I had to go to my aunt's house because I needed to do some stuff on my computer to do that day, like just general stuff. But hey, thanks for listening and keep on listening to this, and hope you aren't disappointed by that. Well, you can be disappointed because that's good, but I'm really sorry about that, and we're not going to have it happen again. It's because I've had some problems now. I just started football, so there were some bumps and bruises here and there, but in the future, I believe all episodes are going to be not broadcasted, but in the air or a website on Mondays. Because that's the one day I don't have football. It's just easiest for me. Because it's the beginning of the week. So it's a lot easier for me to do. So look for new episodes of this on Mondays. But I can still deliver updates during the week. And also need to mention Gamefly. Oh, I tried it. The subscription thing. I tried it first. It was just so bad. It took 5 days to receive the games. So then I shipped them back because I've been dying to play Dead Rising, and I haven't played it yet because I'm going on vacation soon, so I can't rent it. But then I shipped it back so I could get Dead Rising in time. It took them seven days for them to receive my game, so I was really disappointed in that. And then what happened was I lost my mailer for Big Brain Academy, and it still hasn't cleared the queue because I canceled my service, and I put Big Brain and NCAA's thing. But it still hasn't cleared my queue, so I don't know what's going on with that. I have to contact customer support because I don't want them charging me for a game that I sent back. But on a side note, I tried out eBay. I'm a huge fan of eBay now because I got Perfect Dark for about $10. And I thought that was pretty cool. And now I'm trying to get PR3 for about $10 or something. And if I'm patient, I think I can, because that'll be a good deal. and eBay now's the best thing for me to get games off. If you're mad and I pre-ordered it for $40, and it looks legit and looks like I get in, and I think I actually will. And I need to tell everyone, I did post this up on my site, but you may not have seen it. Some may have, I actually had an insider, I had no clue who they were. They sent me an email. I talked to them before, but they told me, as you may know by now, the Zune, which was announced by Microsoft a bit ago, but it's audio only, most likely, the launch one that comes out this Christmas. But they told me that a gaming one is on the horizon, probably, that will come out next year. But what I really liked about it was they told me that there's going to be a scaled-down version of Halo for the Zune that comes out at that time. But then when I was looking through, that was about before, and then a week later, I was reading Electronic Gaming Monthly, and it said that also in it. So that's twice that it's been out there. So I don't know about, I think it may actually happen, and it seems like it's going to happen. And I hope it does, because Halo, I love my Halo, everyone loves their Halo. Halo 2, still the number one Xbox game out there. And you just know, if there's Halo on a system, people will play it, and Halo's fun. I also wanted to add, I want to start doing can't think of what to, how to say, like a review squad team, and if you want to be on that, send me an email over at dpradio365@gmail.com. And we're going to get a review page up and start doing reviews of the 360 games. And if you want to be a part of the DP Radio review, I don't know the name of it. I'm trying to think of a name. We'll eventually get one up there. Send one pradio365@gmail.com. Maybe like me, someone else, another person. Maybe a small team, 5-6 people or something. Maybe even 7. I don't know how you want to be, but in general, I'm trying to start like people to help me with this, so we're starting a big team of everything to help DP Cough Radio, and I might change the name of it, get team names and everything, so send me an email over dpradio365@gmail.com for ideas on that. If you want to help too, you can always send me Xbox Live, send me a message, DP Cough is my gamer tag, which some of you probably can guess or know by now. And I'm just, news really wasn't that big other than notable releases this week. We had 99 Nights and Pac-Man come out, and Dead Rising also came out. That was about a week ago, actually. Pac-Man, it's pretty much it's just the old game, and that's it. And then also, 99 Nights is a hack and slash. It's better than Dynasty Warriors 5 for 360, but it's okay. I enjoyed the demo, but it's okay. I played it at my friend's house, and I thought it was fine, not great. But it was pretty good, actually, if you like hack and slash. But the biggest news of the week is Microsoft is opening up the world to develop games for Xbox 360 with its XNA Game Studio Express. What it is, it's you can make a game on your PC, but then if you want to pay $100 more, it's going to be titled Community Arcade, and you can produce games and sell them on your 360 in the Community Arcade. And I'm going to be on that the first day. Like, you can do that. I'm going to start trying to make that 360 arcade sports and give a working version to Microsoft, because I just love that concept. You might have heard it in episode 1, but I'm going to be on the bandwagon making games for 360 and PC. And I also had a listener, I don't know if they didn't put a gamer tag, I'm not going to read their email out, but they were saying, I thought their idea was good. So far, Microsoft, they've released card games and stuff, but their idea was instead to make like a card, big card game with maybe 6 different kinds of card games, and then keep making stuff to add on. And I thought that was actually a good idea, because instead of making us confused and having to download a whole bunch of games, it'll be a big bundle of games, and then they can keep adding on and adding on and adding on. And I think that would actually be really good. I'm not sure, I'm not going to read their email out. If you want me to send me your Xbox Live gamer tag, because you probably know who you are if you're listening. And I'll just say it out loud, and thanks, because I thought that concept was pretty cool. And it's going to be available around, I think it's a holidays, but August, the end of August, it's going to start its beta testing. And most likely, the $99 version with Community Arcade Spring 2007, that will be like a professional edition of it. I think it's going to be cool, and I hope it's going to be the vision Microsoft has. This isn't the first time it's been attempted. The PlayStation did, but they didn't do a good job with it. But I think Microsoft can pull it off, and I hope they do. And it's going to be really good, because they're going to be share your final product with anyone on a Windows machine that you want, but eventually 360. But it's awesome. So I hope it's pretty cool. And even there's blogs. A guy started a blog on it, which I'll post a link to on my site maybe tomorrow once I find it. I got a user asking me about it. Sorry, I don't remember your name. I deleted it. I need to remember to stop deleting everyone's mail from Gmail, because you don't need to with Gmail since there's so much space and stuff. So in the future, I probably won't, but you know, this, I'm going to make this known now. I will not delete emails from now on. This is pretty much a waste. But XNA, Game Studios, Express, and all that, it's going to be, I think, pretty cool for 360. And I hope everyone enjoys it also. And it's good. It's making the community a bigger one. And it's pretty awesome. And it's cool. I like it. I may have said that 1,000 times, but it's awesome. And also, NBA Street Volume 4 was announced, and that's probably going to be really, really good. That's why there's no 4 this year for PS2 or Xbox. It's nice to see Electronic Arts isn't rushing one out for PS2 and Xbox, then doing a rush-out port to 360 and PS3 and Wii. Instead, they just make one from ground up for 360 and PS3, but it's going to have more features than the PS2 and Xbox ones did in Volume 3, so it's nice to see developers are finally going full next gen. And if you like your James Bond, he won't be hit until 2008 from Activision, so just wanted to say that. I'm not going to get into details there, I just know it won't be until 2008. And Splinter Cell Double Agent, it's going to come out October 19th, 2006, and a demo will come out about a month before, in the middle, maybe 2 weeks before multiplayer, and there's no word if a single player will come out. Yeah, and I never got a chance to talk about this, but Gears of War was announced this week, and I'm disappointed because I've gotten so much mail about this. I'm not going to name every user because everyone complained about this. Why, they were asking me, why does it cost $59.99 for the regular version because it's being made by Microsoft? Well, I don't know. I don't know. I think probably because it's got so much hype and they know people will buy it, because I'm going to buy it even though it's $59.99. Why not? And they're squeezing $10 more out of us than they need. It's disappointing to see Microsoft's taking this path, because they did it with Project Gotham Racing 3. And they don't own that studio either, but they don't own Epic either. But maybe Epic said, you know what, you need to do that. But it's kind of, it's disappointing. I hope they don't do it to Halo 3, even though Halo 3 I'm definitely going to buy. Gears of War I'm going to buy the first day too, but I don't know if I'm going to wait or not. I doubt I will though. Yeah, pretty much doubt it. But, hey, it's disappointing path, but that's what you get. Because it's so hyped up, but oh well, I'm getting it. But if you're not going to get it because it's $59.99 and the collector's edition $69.99, send me a message, dpradio365@gmail.com. I just want to hear people's reasons if they don't want to. And last week's episode, I did not get the chance to do this or say anything about it. I think I posted it up there. I'm not sure, but I'm going on vacation from Friday to Friday, so I'm trying to get someone to do updates for me if you want to. I'm actually leaving tomorrow night to go on vacation, so there won't be a show next week until maybe I might do a like emergency one Saturday to get out there. That's why I'm getting this one out there, because right now I'm packing, so sorry if this isn't the best show ever, because I need to pack, get ready, make sure my dog gets watched and stuff. Speaking of that, rings a bell because I'm talking about vacation. Texas Hold'em's coming out the 23rd, and from the August 23rd to August 25th at 1 a.m. in the morning, it will be free. I'm really disappointed because I'm still going to be away then. I might get back Thursday night because I have a doctor's appointment, but I doubt I'll come and I'll just skip it and reschedule it. That's just disappointing for me, but if you're going to be home, make sure you get it and tell me what you guys think about it. Unfortunately, that's going to be free all the time, but Hey, it's better than nothing for the people that at least can get it. It's better that everyone can get it then. I'm not going to be selfish and say, oh, I just want to get it. And also, the Gamer Chicks program launched. That's just, I'll get into more detail if I ever can get Trixie on the show. So if you're listening, Trixie, please, we want you on the show 1 week. And speaking of that, also, Major Nelson, all you guys seem to just love Major Nelson. I'm a fan of him too. But you guys really love him, so. Hey, Major Nelson, maybe you're listening, or you heard about us, please. This is an open invite. I'm going to click a number because I need to learn how to send more professionally when I'm contacting people. Cause especially, I contacted EA, and I've been trying to get them to have a guy from Madden to come on, but they just ignore my stuff. Even Madden ignored me, and Lord of the Rings ignored me, so I need to work on that. So if you can get in contact with anyone or any companies, please, guys. Tell them, come on my show, I'll talk to them via phone, because there's no game companies near me at all. But, that's what you get for living on the East Coast, when everything's pretty much on the West Coast. Oh well. East Coast, I still enjoy, but when I get older and stuff, I have plans the long life of a human to move out to the West Coast, because I was in California last year, and I'm going back out there again in September for a wedding of one of my friends, so, yeah, I love the West Coast, just the weather, the beach, all the time, so maybe you'll see me out there one day, but right now I'm settled in the hot, humid days of the East Coast. Yuck. And for last week's show, what I did was I recorded a segment where I contacted Best Buy, because I'm going to have an HD DVD expert on in the future, so if you want that, email me, dpradio365@gmail.com, with the subject HD DVD, for HD DVD and Blu-ray questions, and I contacted Best Buy on it, and what I basically learned was that HD DVD is better if you don't have 180p, because there's no blur in the curve and player out, and Blu-ray has a blur in the pliers out so far, but he said, unless you have an HD TV or 180p, HD DVD's fine, and even D's fine, and some of the up converters, he said, are really, really good. He said it's good and stuff, but he doesn't love it, and lots of the customers have said HD DVD was actually the better choice. So I thought that was interesting. And then I contacted 1-800 for my Xbox, because if you follow my site, you would have noticed that my 360 got the 3 red lights of death. I panicked, and so I called 1-800 for my Xbox. They told me what to do, but then they told me what to do was, it's, what's it called? I can't remember. No, I got it. They said you should get a fan. So, MS, why do you make us get a fan? Microsoft can't. They couldn't send me one, since Microsoft does not produce fans. Nyko does the fans, mostly, and Pelican, I think, makes one. But they said you should get a fan and plug in the USB port in the back. And I did not like that at all, because now I went out and had to buy one, and my 360 sounds like a helicopter now. But it's going to extend my 360's life, because she said probably all 360's bought at launch will unfortunately die one day, which I did not like at all. And I can't play that audio for you, because that was in the episode I recorded that got corrupted when I was doing it. So sorry about that, guys. If I ever do audio again, especially I said Major Nelson or Trixie, if I can ever get them on, it will not happen. I guarantee you it will not happen. So, on that note, it's not gonna happen. So, sorry about that, guys, but because it was all good info, especially the 1-800 for my Xbox one, she told me some things I don't remember them that weren't on the site. I just wrote down get a fan, and then I pretty much knew don't tilt it, while it's running, don't tilt it. If you ever want to change the direction, go ahead to make sure it's not running. And the basic, don't put it in an enclosed area, but it's fine now. Oh, it's fine. if I see the three red lights at death, I'm gonna panic again. And you know what? I'm gonna guarantee it, because I got the fan. It will not happen. It will not happen. And I'd also, I need to thank Madden NFL for... I'm just shocked how much everyone loves Madden, because I posted that thing about achievements. Everyone keeps searching Madden and going to my site through that. So if you got that, I just want to say thanks for being a Madden fan and thanks for listening, because lots of people tuned into my show or heard it through Madden or saw my site and subscribed to the R2.0 feed because of Madden. That's just, I enjoy that, because it's more listeners than every listener I get. I don't take it in, but it's just good and I enjoy it. And I got some stuff in the future, got it up, and if you want to help me with my contacting skills, I got some interviews are going. Send me an email, epradio365@gmail.com, but I'm just getting better as I go along. Because, as you know, if you saw my first domain I had, that was bad, 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 bad. And another thing we're trying to do is, my feed I'm kind of struggling along with. We don't have that many subscribers, but that's alright, because the show hasn't been perfect, but it will be, I guarantee, and everything and stuff going. I really want to get internet. That's my main thing for the future. And you know what? I will. This episode, if you feel it's a bit rushed, I'm sorry. I'm ready to go on vacation. But I need to talk to you guys, and I want you guys to talk back. dpradio365@gmail.com. So, make sure. I'm going to have to throw this in. I'm looking at some stats right now, and if you're the listener in Norway who found this through a Yahoo blog search, thank you. Because I love seeing that stuff. That's interesting. I got someone from Norway listening. Hey, thanks for listening again this week. It's pretty rushed because of my vacation I'm going on. But, hey, it's better one episode than better none. This is DP Coffee. I'd like to thank you for letting you do DP Carf Radio, dpradio365@gmail.com. For all email, or you can click the Contact Us tab on our website to learn some information. Thanks for listening. Sorry if you felt this was rushed this week because of my vacation and I couldn't get some stuff on, but hey, let's keep it going. DP Carf Radio. This is DP Carf. Cough it up. You just listened to DP Carf Radio. Have a good week, everyone, and enjoy Texas Hold'em when I'm gone and can't get it for free. Damn it. Thank you. And everyone, if you're listening night, day, I don't know, good night, good evening, good morning. This is DP Cough, and goodbye.